Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. There is a lovely sense of quiet mystery in St. John's account of the resurrection, which we hear in today's gospel. Mary Magdalene is confused and distraught. She thinks that the body of the Lord has been stolen from the tomb. Peter and John are excited and run to the tomb, but when they get there, they find only the burial clothes. John tells us that he saw and believed, but that they did not yet understand that Jesus had to rise from the dead. It is interesting that Jesus himself does not appear in our gospel reading. There are indications of his resurrection. The stone has been moved away. The tomb was empty. The shroud and burial clothes were lying in separate places. But there was as yet no positive evidence, nothing to tell us what really happened. We are left puzzled, but also with a sense of wonder, which invites our belief. Over the next 7 weeks of the Easter season, culminating in the feasts of the Ascension and Pentecost, we will recapitulate the spiritual journey of the apostles as they move from confusion and hope and wonder to a firm conviction that Jesus had risen from the dead. That conviction was based on their own experiences of seeing his resurrected body, of touching his wounds, and watching him eat and drink. And it was made firm by listening to him as he opened their minds to understand the scriptures which he had come to fulfill. And so St. Peter was able to preach to the people of Jerusalem. To him all the prophets testify, saying that everyone who believes in him has forgiveness of sins through his name. And it was even further along the journey with the formation of the church and the deepening theological reflection that St. Paul would be able to write, "After all, you have died. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life appears, then you shall appear with him in glory." All that and much more lies in the future, and a beautiful, glorious future it is. But for today, it is more appropriate to sit quietly and contemplate with wonder the empty tomb, the scattered burial clothes, and the first stirrings of belief. To let our hearts be filled with the hope that Christ our life is no longer dead but risen. We do not yet understand how this can be. We do not know what has happened or where he is. But we do know that something strange and wonderful has happened. Something mysterious which holds out a hope we cannot fully explain or articulate. But we know it is a hope which promises to bring rest to the weary, comfort to the suffering, and joy to the sorrowful. It is a hope that the pain and confusion of this world will give place to a realm of light and truth and peace, where our sins will be forgiven, our lost innocence restored, and where we will finally come to know the love for which we were created. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.